Markets appear as freedom, every trader buying, selling, deciding in the moment. Yet if you step back, the picture changes. The apparent chaos of ticks and candles begins to reveal choreography, expansion and contraction, accumulation and distribution, cycles that repeat not because charts demand them, but because human behavior does. Accumulation, manipulation, expansion, distribution, collapse, repeat. These stages do not belong to charts, they belong to people. Wyckoff gives us the architecture of intention. Elliott gives us the rhythm of emotion. Together, they reveal that price is theater. Liquidity harvested, belief amplified, exits disguised as opportunities. As I wrote in The Philosophy of Markets, price is not truth, it is theater, designed to harvest predictable behavior and redistribute liquidity from the many to the few. Expansion and contraction. The market's breath contraction is the inhale. Volatility dries, ranges form, ATR compresses, participation thins. It looks like nothing. It is everything. Positions are built quietly while the crowd grows bored. You'll often see smaller candles, shrinking Bollinger bandwidth, and volume beneath its 20-50 period average. Failed pushes at range edges leave wicks like fingerprints. This is where patience disguises power, where the composite operator builds inventory while the majority misreads quiet as safety. Expansion is the exhale. Range breaks, bodies widen, volume lifts above average, and follow-through becomes visible. Prior resistance acts as support in markup, or prior support acts as resistance in markdown. The energy stored in contraction is released as movement, narrative, and momentum. The illusion of randomness collapses here. The crowd thinks freedom has returned, but the rhythm was already written. Telfer contraction, multi-touch box, compressed ATR bandwidth, volume light on tests. Telfer expansion, decisive candle cluster through the boundary with rising spread plus volume, followed by shallow retests that hold. Misreadings, traders mistake contraction for stagnation and expansion for permanence. The market breathes, it does neither for long. Wyckoff mechanics, the script of intention. Wyckoff exposes the fingerprint of the composite operator, those who construct positions and harvest liquidity. These are not patterns, but behaviors. Each phase has its own markers, traps, and signals. To read Wyckoff is to stop asking what shape is the chart, and instead ask, who is being positioned and how? Price is not truth, it is theater. A performance engineered to trigger emotions, activate liquidity, and reward those who know the script. The philosophy of markets accumulation appears after a decline. Look for preliminary support, PS, then a selling climax, SC, with capitulation volume. This is followed by an automatic rally, AR, and secondary tests, ST, that probe lows on lighter volume. A classic spring may dip below range to trigger stops before reversal. How to recognize? Price compresses, volatility drops, down volume diminishes, selling pressure is absorbed rather than extended. Markup, breakout phase. You'll see a sign of strength, SOS rally with wide spreads and strong volume, then last point of support or backup BU tests on lighter volume. How to recognize? Higher highs with expanding volume and corrections that are shallow compared to the prior rally. Distribution, mirror of accumulation but inverted. Key events, preliminary supply, buying climax BC, automatic react secondary test T. A UT, upthrust, or UTAD traps late buyers by forcing breakouts before collapsing. How to recognize wide rallies that fail to follow through, volume that increases on downswings, and buyers who are absorbed instead of rewarded. Markdown, decline phase. A sign of weakness, breaks support with wide spreads and rising volume. Last point of supply, Y, rallies back into broken ranges, but fail. How to recognize persistent lower lows with volume expanding into the downtrend and relief rallies that lack conviction. Wyckoff's genius was to show that manipulation is not a flaw, it is a feature. Prices move not to reflect value, but to manufacture liquidity. As the book insists, most traders are not trading the market, they are being traded by it. Note, these cycles do not always unfold neatly. Stages can be skipped, extended, or compressed. What at first appears like failure of the model is often the market clearing liquidity through acceleration before the broader structure can resume. Ethereum's cycles between 2022-2025 illustrate this. An early projection, a delayed spring through downside acceleration, and then the broader accumulation structure visible in hindsight. Earlier projection, 2022, anticipating spring, range play, and markup. based on this very philosophy. Anticipation of a delayed spring within the larger accumulation cycle, downside acceleration clearing liquidity before structural reversal. Ethereum cycle structure with Fibonacci retracements 2021 to 2025. Elliott waves, the rhythm of emotion. If Wyckoff gives us the script, Elliott gives us the rhythm. Markets do not march, they oscillate. Conviction rises, falters, renews, and collapses in recognizable arcs. Elliott's contribution isn't mystical geometry, it's the recognition that human crowd psychology recurs in waves. Conviction and doubt fractally repeating across minutes, months, decades. At its simplest, the structure has two movements, impulse, 1-5, and correction, ABC. Beneath those numbers is psychology made visible. Impulse waves 1-5, wave 1, disbelief. Early movers accumulate when the crowd is still anchored to the previous downtrend. Liquidity is abundant because sellers are everywhere. Participation is thin. Narrative hasn't caught up. Wave 2, doubt. A sharp pullback that convinces many the downtrend remains. Stops are swept, weak hands are shaken. Volume often contracts relative to price damage. Selling lacks true force. Wave 3, conviction. Typically the longest, strongest leg. Institutions already positioned ride expansion as broader participation arrives. Breadth improves, volume expands, and disbelief turns into recognition. Maybe the trend has changed. Wave 4, fatigue. Consolidation, reaccumulation. Ranges compress, volume wanes. Traders who chase late are stressed. Looks like nothing, it is reload. Wave 5, euphoria. The final push, optimistic headlines, retail piles in, divergences surface, price makes new highs but momentum volume lags. Distribution wears the mask of triumph, risk quietly transfers. Corrective waves ABC. Wave A, confusion. First impulse against the prior uptrend. Many label it a dip. Down volume often expands, smart money exits into strength that no longer follows through. Wave B, denial, a partial retrace that restores hope. Fresh buyers provide liquidity to distribute into. Internals are weaker than during the prior advance. Wave C, capitulation. A decisive decline, frequently larger or more persistent than A. Stops cascade, faith collapses. By the end, supply is exhausted, conditions for accumulation reappear. Rules and tendencies, cheat sheet. Rule, wave 3 is never the shortest among 1, 3, 5. Rule, wave 2 does not retrace beyond the start of wave 1. Tendency, wave 2 often retraces 50 to 61.8% of wave 1. Wave 4 is shallower, 23.6 to 38%, and tends to alternate in character with wave 2, sharp versus sideways. Tendency, wave 3 often extends toward 1.618 times wave 1. Wave 5 frequently is wave 1 or 0.618 times wave 1. In corrections, wave C often wave A or 1.18 A. Forms, zigzag, 535, flat, 335, triangle, 33333. Triangles commonly appear in wave 4 or B. Signal, wave 5 commonly prints momentum volume divergence, can truncate in exhaustion or extend in blow-off. Fractal nature and time frames. Elliott is fractal. Each impulse often contains smaller 1-5s, and each correction smaller ABCs. The emotional rhythm, hope, doubt, greed, fear, repeats across timescales. Read the higher time frame first, then align entries on the lower time frame where structure and participation confirm one another. Integration with Wyckoff and liquidity accumulation, waves 1-2, early disbelief and doubt while supply is absorbed, spring's failed breakdowns often complete wave 2. Markup wave 3, conviction expansion, breadth volume lift. Prior resistance becomes support. Shallow pullbacks test demand, LPU. Distribution wave 5, euphoria with hidden selling, UTUTAD and momentum divergence are common tells. Markdown ABC, confusion, denial, capitulation. SOU breaks, ELFY rallies fail, liquidity is cleared into the vacuum. Practical tells and traps. Wave 2 trap, sharp retrace that runs clustered stops just beyond obvious levels, then fails to extend. Absorption, not renewed selling. Wave 3 confirmation, range expansion with rising spread plus volume and improving breadth, shallow brief pullbacks. Wave 4 patience, compressed ATR, overlapping bars, boredom. Alternation, if wave 2 was sharp, expect wave 4 sideways. Wave 5 caution, price high with waning participation, news peak, funding OI or breadth, non-confirmation. Great place for CO to distribute. B-wave bull trap, cheerful narratives on weaker internals, ideal for selling into enthusiasm. C-wave acceleration, persistent selling with expanding volume, don't fade without evidence of exhaustion, absorption. Bottom line, Treat Elliott as probability, not prophecy. It is a language for timing crowd emotion. When traders demand perfection, they become liquidity. Read the script, Wyckoff. Hear the rhythm, Elliott. Let liquidity and volume be your test of truth. Liquidity and actionable information. Liquidity is not just fuel, it is the stage itself. Every Wyckoff phase, every Elliott wave, every expansion or contraction only unfolds because orders exist to be harvested. A breakout cannot run unless stops sit above it. A spring cannot trap unless sellers are forced to puke positions. Accumulation requires frightened capitulators. Distribution requires eager optimists. The script has no meaning without an audience, and in markets, the audience is liquidity. Think of liquidity as stored energy. Every stop loss, every leverage long, every short squeezed into submission, these are batteries waiting to be discharged. The composite operator does not move price randomly. It hunts these batteries, converting resting orders into fuel for the next act. Price is the lure. Liquidity is the prize. Where liquidity hides obvious highs and lows, clusters of stops above swing highs or beneath local lows. Round numbers and key levels, psychological anchors, 100, 2000, that attract both targets and stops. Breakout zones, retail piles in as freedom returns, but smart money uses this as exit liquidity. Funding and OI extremes in crypto, crowded longs or shorts create asymmetric traps when sentiment is one-sided. Event-driven pockets, CPI prints, FOMC, earnings, moments engineered to sweep orders in both directions. Actionable information. As I framed earlier in the invisible balance, the market rewards only actionable information. That information is not what will happen tomorrow, but where participants are trapped today. Wyckoff gives the script, Elliott gives the rhythm. They matter only if they reveal where liquidity hides and how it will be forced to move. Most traders mistake noise for signal. Indicators, headlines, social sentiment, they describe the story but not the orders. The true edge is always in the same question. Who is trapped and where are their exits? Liquidity and structure, Wyckoff springs, stop raids beneath range lows, harvesting liquidity before reversal. Upthrusts, UTADs, engineered breakouts above resistance to fuel distribution. Elliott Wave 2, deep retracement that sweeps early longs before Wave 3 markup. Elliott Wave B equals denial rally that tempts new buyers only to feed Wave C capitulation. Liquidity is the bloodstream that animates both structure and psychology. Without it, Wyckoff is just shapes, and Elliott is just numbers. With it, they become maps of intention, tools to locate the next raid, the next trap, the next transfer of wealth from the impatient to the prepared. The market doesn't seek truth, it seeks fill. The philosophy of markets. Volume. Confirmation and deception volume is both confirmation and deception. True markup breathes, ranges widen, depth thins, breadth improves. False markup wheezes, numbers print, but no one is truly trading. In crypto especially, beware of wash trading. Phantom liquidity that mimics accumulation but collapses under pressure. Cross-check across venues, spot versus perp, funding versus OI. Suspect patterns, volume runs too perfect, step changes without cause, large prints with no price impact. Real expansion equals volatility plus participation. Fake expansion is metrics without movement. Conclusion. Read the script, hear the rhythm. Wyckoff shows the design, Elliott shows the tempo, liquidity sets the stage, and volume decides who exits and who remains. To read markets is not to predict the future, but to recognize the choreography. Contraction into expansion, psychology crystallizing into structure, narrative masking intention. Trade the evidence, not the illusion. In a theater where price is performance, let liquidity guide your eyes and volume test your faith. Series note, this post is part of the Understanding Market Mechanics series. It connects Wyckoff's script and Elliott's rhythm back to the philosophy of markets and cross-references our discussion of Pareto traps and actionable information in part 2.